Locker room chats continue as we help get you set for the second to last week of the regular season. We're coming up on week 7 of the high school football season. Our conversation with Larry Glatzik, Centralia head football coach, always presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company as well. Well, let's take a look at Centralia. They are a team that's in full force right now. They have won 5 straight games, coming off a huge win over Horton, 62-7, last Friday night. Of course, they opened up the season with a 38-0 loss at Rossville. Rossville, of course, right now the number one team in Class 2A right now, but they have gone on the road, defeated Troy, Jeff County North, and have gotten home wins over Jackson Heights, Valley Heights, and then Horton as well. This is a team, again, that's on the right path coming down the home stretch with a game on Friday against Linden, and then also will finish off the season with a tough one on the road at Wabunsee. So a key stretch here coming up for the Panthers. Again, they have been dominant. The offense, time of possession, holding opponents down defensively. They have really put it together here in the last 5 weeks on this 5-game winning streak, and they have a complete control on their district as well. Class 1A, district number 2. They are in the top spot right now. They're perfect, 5-0 in district play. The next closest team is Jeff County North, who is 3-1. And then you got Wabunsee, Jackson Heights, Valley Heights, all kind of bunched in there at 2-2 and 2-3. And then Troy and Horton looking up at everybody else in the bottom of that district. So Centralia, monster win over Horton last week. Now 5-1 overall, 5-0 in district play. And they get Linden in a non-district game coming up on Friday this week, a game you can hear on 92.1 KMZA. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and preview that matchup with Linden right after this. Locker room chats continue. We always talk to Centralia head football coach Larry Glatzik, and it is always presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company as well. Again, Centralia, they have a good test coming up on Friday night. It is a non-district game as they step out of district play this week. They take on the Linden Tigers. The Tigers right now, they are 3-2 overall, and they are out of the Flint Hills League. They're 2-1 in their league. They started losing 2 out of 3 with losses to Osage City and 1A number 1 Olpe, and then sandwiched in there was a victory at Pleasanton. They had an off week at the beginning of October, but between that or outside of that, they got big wins over Northern Heights, 68-0, and then most recently, 48-0 over Central Heights. So this is a team that's been very good over the last couple of weeks. They lost to Centralia last year, 48-17, so looking for some revenge. And then they actually met in the playoffs last year at Centralia. So it was a situation for Linden where they lost in the regular season, 48-17, and then they saw Centralia again in the playoffs, and it was Centralia again getting that win, 26-14. So, revenge certainly on the mind. Linden believing in themselves after a 9-win year a season ago, hoping to get it done on Friday nights on the road at Centralia after losing both times they met in the regular season plus postseason last year. So it's Centralia and Linden coming up in a non-district game on Friday, a game you can hear on 92.1 KMZA. And as always, our Centralia locker room chat presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company as well.